And once again, we are joined by the voice of the Panthers, J.W. Cox. J.Dub, how are you, my friend?
Man, you're so good at radio. You got Cool in the Gang coming on, and we're going to talk celebrating. You're just professional. I love it.
Isn't it funny how that stuff just lines up?
Like someone controlled it. That's great.
J.W. Cox, the voice of the Panthers, and we've been hearing a lot from him. Let's talk about what has been going on since you guys came off the bus.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun week, and that's something Coach Jake and I talked about even post-game. It's like, sure, this team believes in what they can do and can accomplish in the national tournament, but the beauty of the Missouri Valley is having that conference tournament a week before everybody else. And so you kind of get this week to just soak up the atmosphere of what you did, right? You earned a berth in the tournament. You won the Missouri Valley Conference tournament title. And so you got to take a little bit of time to enjoy. You don't get that throughout the season, right? Because there's another game in 2 days or there's another game in a week or whatever it is. And so to be able to have this time for the guys, not only to cool off a little bit from playing 4 games in 4 days, and then they can slowly ramp up and get to it as they start to practice again and start to get a little bit hot. So it's just been a fun week, I'm sure, for all those guys, for all of us, just to think about the possibilities and kind of look back and see what they did and appreciate that before you even move on to the next thing.
Has you and I gotten more national attention because of this?
Oh, absolutely. Because some of that's just natural because now when you have all these prognostications and the forecast of the bracket and all that, Panthers are an automatic qualifier, so you got to put them in there somewhere, right? So the name is always popping up, right, when you see a bracket, and it's like, oh, the Panthers are going to be here, or the Panthers are going to be here. So that comes with it. Even just this morning, though, individually, I saw a post from one of the basketball scouting watch websites about Trey Campbell, right, and then how good he has been this year. So having great performances as a team and individual on the stage, like the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, because, you end up with the last 2 games, at the very least, on national television. The last game is on big-time CBS on a Sunday after a Sunday early morning this year. Eyeballs come onto what these Panthers are doing, and then people might look a little deeper and dig into the numbers. And Trey Campbell, he was one of 3 guys in the country with 30 mid-range, he was an elite group when it came to guards and a bunch of different stats that have come out. So it definitely puts eyeballs on everybody. And that, that helps the school, that helps the athletics program, that helps the individual guys with the goals that they want to continue playing professionally after this. So it does. It just brings a lot of great spotlight energy to the whole program.
And I got to imagine maybe a couple eyeballs from the NBA watching over the team.
Oh, absolutely. And that gets amplified. We just went through the A.J. Green retirement ceremony. And, like, so A.J. becomes the trailblazer in making his way to the NBA the way he has, right? A lot of Panthers have gone on to play professionally overseas and things like that, but he has far and away been the most successful NBA player. And so it kind of proves that, okay, it can happen from here. There is talent here. And so that is in the back of the minds of all these, whether it's attached to a professional team or not, these scouting services. Like, yeah, Northern Iowa, they've got the bona fides to develop a player that can be successful. And Trey Campbell fits that mold. And there's a lot of guys on this team that have a lot of basketball left, even when they leave Cedar Falls. And doing this, forcing their way into the conversation, as you're talking about, that goes a long way to helping all of that in the future for these guys.
We're talking with J.W. Cox, voice of the Panthers, J.Dub, with the Selection Sunday. Usually, you see a big party, the cameras are on them, and there's cheering and just a whole bunch of fun. Are we going to have a party?
Absolutely, we're going to have a party. We want to have the biggest possible party, and everybody's invited, Bob. It's going to be a time to celebrate. And then that's the good part, right? You see a lot of those where it's bubble teams, right, that they didn't get the automatic qualifying berth, and they're sitting there, they're a little bit tense. You never know if your name's going to get called. And then when it does, everybody celebrates. Well, this one, we know the name's coming. We don't know what line it's going to be. We don't really know what seed it's going to be or where they're going to go, but everybody's going to be excited when that name is called. So 3:30, the selection show's at 5 o'clock on Sunday, 3:30 at the Western Home Diamond Event Center in Cedar Falls. That's where we'll all gather. Our doors will open at 3:30. There'll be food and beverage for purchase all throughout. A little short program will begin at 4:30. Hear from Megan Franklin, the athletic director. Hear from a couple of Panthers. Hear from Coach Jake. Relive some of the moments through some great video content from the league and from Panther basketball. And then at 5, we'll have it on CBS, and we'll watch as the brackets roll out. I mean, a lot of people have probably watched it before, but for people who haven't and just wait to fill out their bracket in the office the next week, they'll go line by line throughout the bracket, and they'll announce the number one seeds, and then they'll go through and get the matchups, and then react to each quadrant of the bracket throughout the four regions. So you just sit around and wait, and you see where the Panthers get called. But it's just going to be a fun day. And again, everybody, open to the public, free and open to the public. Come on, join us at 3:30, starting at 3:30. The show begins at 5, so come on anytime. And just join in the fun, because you're right. We want to have a party. We want to have a celebration, because what they've already done, no matter what is to come, what has already been done for the Panthers, it's just the ninth time ever making it to the national tournament. It's harder now to do it than it's ever been from this level of program. And so it deserves to be celebrated, needs to be celebrated, and we can all get together to do it.
J.W. Cox, voice of the Panthers, J-Dub, first 300 people get posters.
That's right. You get posters. We'll have the trophy there, so you can you can also take a picture with the Missouri Valley Conference trophy. It's just going to be fun. So fun for the kids, fun for the fans of all ages. A couple little extras like that. Yeah, if you get there early, yeah, you get a poster. And just come interact with Panthers, with Panther fans, with the community. And we'll send these guys off in style to wherever they get called and wherever they end up in the big dance.
Selection Sunday, Diamond Event Center, Western Home Communities. Doors open at 3:30. We're going to have a great time. J-Dub, thanks so much. We will see you there on Sunday.
Bye, Bob. Can't wait. Thanks.